I'm Charlene Watson, and I'm here speaking with Thais Juvenal, who's the senior officer of the UN Red Secretariat, and following the meeting that we just had, talking about the effectiveness of readiness finance and what lessons that we could take away from activities to date. So Thais, thanks for coming. How would you summarize some of the policy priorities and the options that we discussed this evening?
I think it came very strongly from the discussion we had that the priority investment in Red Plus is safeguard. It's the safeguard that will give the basis for attracting further investments to Red Plus. And when we mean governance, we are including the stakeholders' engagement, the safeguards, and all the institutional arrangements that are needed to give confidence for those who can invest in Red Plus.
And there was some talk about trying to engage the private sector and whether or not the private sector could just go straight ahead and do some activities. What was your reaction to that?
I think it came very strongly that there is a need to engage private sector, that private sector should be understood as something that is beyond market. So and somehow the discussion about the private sector engagement has been restricted to market so far. And there is a need now to create some more options for the private sector to invest. But there is also a need to acknowledge that Red Plus is complex, that Red Plus needs some investments that actually for the due to the nature of the private sector capital, is not really supposed to be funded by private sector, and that still there are some open rooms, some options that can be already explored, just like the private sector that interacts with forest-covered areas, just like agriculture or mining or some other industries. So there is a possibility of really engaging. When we speak a lot about stakeholder engagement, and there is a need to remind ourselves that the private sector is a stakeholder, and it's important to engage them in Red Plus strategies as well. And also there is a need to understand that projects investment, that is all is usually what the private sector discuss, is something that can only be implemented after countries have gone through all the institutional arrangements and all the framework for having a national Red Plus strategy. And then that is important that the private sector, if wants to invest in Red Plus, can work with governments in a way that those strategies will be ready earlier, and so they will have all the institutional conditions to invest in projects if this is the case.
I think it's very fair to say that UN Red's done a very good job of getting capacity built on the ground. And you mentioned when you were talking that countries have developed their own objectives for what they want out of their national Red strategies. Would you say countries feel that they are Red ready?
I think that some countries feel that they are moving into phase two. I think that some countries really made a lot of progress in all areas of readiness, and that they are now starting to go a little bit more deeper in the benefit sharing approach on how really to set up a framework that will allow the financial incentives of Red Plus to be distributed in a more larger scale, and not only for funding policies but also to fund communities. So let's say that they are and they are starting to negotiate with donors on the basis of a results-based approach. So, yes, there are some countries that are starting to develop activities that we could consider activities as of phase two.